Hello everyone, my name is Alex Palov. I'm from Montreal, Canada, and I'm a stylist at Glassbox Barbershop now in Toronto. I've been here for the last 3 years, and I'm on a journey now to become the best. As a job, I'd say I was cutting hair since I was 18 years old. I'm 22 now, but I was also cutting when I was 16, and I was cutting my friend's hair, my own hair. I was always very passionate about hair. I actually was, yeah, I was working at Zara, but besides that, I was mainly focused in playing hockey, and I was getting paid doing that as well.
Cutting hair.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's two completely different industries as well. But there's a lot of factors that I put in within those two. There's a lot of things people don't realize, but there's a lot of things that you could apply with both.
Cutting hair. Yeah.
And it's crazy you say that's a very, like, obsessed. I was 100% obsessed with both. Like, I remember my father built the ice rink in my backyard, and I would be waking up at like 6 a.m. before going to high school and playing and shooting the puck, and then go back, finish school, and then do the same thing. And then the same thing with cutting hair. Like, I would be working until 2 or 3 a.m. on mannequin dolls, just kind of cutting the hair and just working at it and perfecting my techniques. I dropped hockey completely from going to hockey every day to completely not going once, and then picked up a new thing and just did that every day. Those baby steps started with my own hair. I was never satisfied with my own hair. I would always go to the barbershop, come out of the barbershop, and not be happy with the haircut. I was satisfied, but I wasn't necessarily happy with it. I felt like there was a lot more that could have been done, and I didn't know if it was my fault for having the hair I had, or it was just the stylist not being able to create something that I wanted. I would always Google with my hair texture different styles that I could apply to my own hair, products. There was a lot of things I knew about my own hair or the industry itself, but nothing close to what I know now. Yeah, that's actually a very good question. And if there is a moment, I could actually 100% say that this moment right here was the moment that literally turned my life completely. I was cutting hair at 18. So I went to school. I went to an international beauty school. I did a program for 3 months, a barber program, graduated, and was passionate about it. I started cutting at a barbershop, at a Cuban barbershop, did a lot of fades, a lot of clipper work, but nothing with scissors. I did a somewhat of scissors, but it wasn't nothing like I know now. From there, I actually worked for 6 months. And within that 6 months, I found out these group of guys, and they're called Menspire. And I follow these guys on Instagram, and every time I would look on their Instagram videos and pictures that they would post, I would literally be so fascinated to the point where I would tell the owner of the shop that I was working at, like, how is this possible? I want to cut exactly like these people. Problem was, these people were in London, England, and at that point, it was just a thought in my mind that I wanted to be like them. Now, at this point, I'm still working for him, but I feel like within the industry that I'm in, I'm stale. I'm just being in the same spot. I'm not getting any better. And I feel like I wanted to get better because I kept looking at these guys and they just kept putting out better, better, and better work. So then I emailed them. I was like, I'm looking to come to a class in London, England. As just an idea of how much it costs. After the email, they replied right away. They're like, but why don't we talk on WhatsApp? At this point, their Instagram wasn't that big. They had about 10,000 followers, and it was just that I was just so fascinated with their work, and I just wanted to learn from them. So I got their WhatsApp, and I started talking to the owner, which his name was Josh LaMonica, and he's like, we have a class going, and it's a one-week program, and it starts in a month. Oh, man, I wanted to be there so badly that I went and got a credit card from the bank, and I asked them if I could put it all on the credit card. Crazy.
So did it work?
It did. So at this point, right, I tell my family that I'm leaving and they don't believe me. And I book the flight and I book the accommodations and I tell them I'm leaving in a week and they still don't believe me. The day of passes by and I'm like, I'm leaving. They still don't believe me. I grab a Uber to get to the airport. At this point, they call me, they're like, you're actually leaving, aren't you? I'm like, yes, I'm gone in like 2 hours. So I get to London, England. I'm 18 years old still at this point. I kid you not. The second I went and sat at the salon and watched them cut hair, I was fucking blown away. It's crazy because we all know that social media sometimes could be fake in the sense that what you see on a social media might not necessarily be the exact same thing in real life. But these guys were the complete opposite. I've watched a video recently and it talked about this. It's like people are like successful people set goals for themselves for every 5 years, right? Truth is, it's very good to set yourself goals for 5 years. But the truth is, life works in so many crazy and it moves so fast that who's to say where life will take you in 5 years? And the one goal I've had for the last, I'd say, 4 to 5 months is make sure that the next day is a better day. I think that's the one goal I think I always keep in mind, is that I'm trying to be better every day. I'm trying to be better than the last day. You know what I mean? Being disciplined every day, maybe being more disciplined, being more attentive, being more, maybe doing something, maybe if it's not necessarily cutting wise, building that relationship with my clients. To be honest, if there is a goal, this is one goal, I want to be the best in the world. That's the truth of it. And it sounds so cliche and sounds, but I truly, like, I thrive for perfection. I want this industry to go with me. I took initiative that I've never done. I've always lived with my family. So, and you know what? That opened so many doors. I felt free after doing that. And it was so fulfilling. I truly believed in that was the only option I had to take in life. And that option was to take that class. There needs to be a guideline in your life. And what I mean by guideline is that you need to find, and I truly mean this with my heart, you need to find something that you really like doing. Once you find that passion, become the best at it. And it's naturally going to be something you want to be good at because it's something you love doing anyways. So it doesn't matter what route you take in life. You could be plumbing. You could be taking the trash out. But whatever it is, if you love it, be the best at it. Because I believe success doesn't necessarily measure with material things or money. I think sometimes, for myself at least, I measure success with happiness. So happy. And I work 10 to 10 every day, 6 days a week.
Where can I find you?
Glassbox Barbershop, baby.
And what's your Instagram for us?
My Instagram is Alexi Michael. Please follow me.